The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Baba Mitzia Adaf Peva, today's daf is being studied. The name of the Shmat Avram ben Esther, who Hashem Tinechenu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Pehe Amud Bet, and we are starting with Shemuel Yarchina'a. That is 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Gemara says, Shemuel Yarchina'a. Now that's the regular Shmuel. She says, "Who Shmuel bar Abba, Haveros Shel Rav?" That's always your Rav, Shmuel. They call him Shmuel Rav Yerchina'a. Why that? V'alchayav baki besod da'ibud. He was an expert in the making of the calendar in the months, and in Hebrew we call a month a Yareyach. So therefore, they call him a nickname Yerchina'a, the one that was expert in the cycle of the moon and establishing the calendar. Anyway. It says Shmuel Erchina'a Asya de Rabbi Haba. He was the doctor of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Halash Rabbi Be'aneh. Rabbi one time had something wrong with his eye. Amale imle lach sama. Let me put some ointment in the eye. That she said, Betoch ha'ayin. Amale lo yachilna. No, I can't. I guess it's, he was stenis. It was too painful for him. So he said, Ishtar lach mishtar. So let me put an ointment to rub a cream on the eye, like a certain type of cream. Amale lo yachina. I cannot do that either. Hava motiv le begufta desamane tute besaya. He took the medicine and he put it under Rabbi's pillow. And the medicine was so strong that it went through the pillow, through his skull, and it reached his eye, and he was able to have a refuah. She says, "Gufta kane halu." He took a hollow reed filled with the medicine to tebe sajat tachat minashotav under his pillow, under his head. Ubokeya koa chozek asam orech derech etzim gulgalto. It went mamash through his skull, umoho ad einav, until it reached his eyes. Hava kam mistayer Rabbi lemismeche velo hava mistayer milta. Which means Rabbi tried and made a big Torah in order to give Shmuel Simicha. Simicha was the official ordination that a person should be called Rabbi. But Lo Estayam Milta, he did not have Shia Tadashma. Anytime they wanted to make the Simicha for Shmuel, for one reason or another, it just didn't work out. Amale Lo Letzta'er Mor, do not be upset if it's not working out. Don't worry, Shmuel says, Lididi Hazidi Sifra de Adam Rishon. He says, I saw, they showed me in the Shamayim, the book of Adam Rishon. Now in that book, it had all the future leaders of every single generation that God showed Adam Rishon, Dor, Dor, Vedor, Eshav, every single generation. So he says, no, I saw the book of Adam Rishon, and then it has me in there. Uchtiv be Shmuel Yerchina'a, Shmuel Yerchina'a, which was his name, Hakim Yitkereh. Is going to be called a Chacham, but he's not going to be called Rabbi. Okay? The Rabbi lo yitkeren. He's not going to be called Rabbi. Ve aseh de Rabbi al yado tehe. But, and the refuah for Rabbi is going to be by the hands of Shmuel. So Rabbi, don't worry, that's what's destined to be. They're going to call me Chacham, but they're not going to call me Rabbi. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi. V'Rabbi Natan, Sof Mishnah. Those two rabbis are considered the end of the Mishnah. Rashi says Sof Mishnah, Sof Tanaim. Ad Yemehem, Amru Ish et Devara Bebet HaMedrash, Vayu Tamidim Gosim Shemua Shemua Lebada. Initially, all these students would come to the Bet Midrash, each one would give his statement, but there was no book of Mishnayot. Each statement stood alone, and they would study it by heart. And there was no system of collecting all the different related discussions and put them in a sefer. The Siddur v'Kibetz ala Siddur. Rabbi and Rabbi Natan collected all these statements, we call them Mishnayot, and put them in a system. All the rules that were given in the generations before them. That's it. After that, they closed the Mishnah. So again, that's Rabbi Natan and Rabbi. They were the end of the generation of the Mishnah. Rav Asher v'Ravina, Sof Hora'ah. Rabbi Nan of Asher. That's really the ones that put together the Gemara. And she says, Sof Hora'a, Sof Kol Amoraim. They were the end of all the Amoraim. Ad Yemehem, Lo Aita Gemara Ala Seder. Again, there was no such thing as Gemara until Rabbi Nan of Asher came. Ela Kishaita She'ela Nish'elet Betama Mishnah, Bebet HaMidrash. If not saying the Bet Midrash, what somebody would ask on a Mishnah, O She'ela Al Ma'aseh Me'ora, Bedin Mamon, O Isur Veter, Kol Had V'Had Omed Ta'amo. Each one would give their reason, their logic, and they're trying to try to answer the question. Verav Asher v'Rabina sidru shemuot amoraim shlifnei v'kavu asidra masichtot kol echad v'echad etzel haMishnah re'uya v'shenuya la. Which means, if let's say there was a question on a certain Mishnah, they would put all the relative discussions next to that Mishnah. There were a metive and a question and a proof and so on. So they put all these discussions in the proper place next to each Mishnah. ויקשו קושיות שיש להשיב ופירוקים שלו לתרץ הם והאמוראים שעמהם וקבו הכל בגמרא כגון אתי ומתי ואולמין היא בעיה להו והתירוצים שעליהם מה ששאלו אותם שלפניהם ואותם שאלו לפניהם הקושיות והתירוצים שעליהם לא קבעו בגמרא עשו למסכתו במשנה שדיר רבי באו רב השם ורבי נבי קבעו. So all those discussions that were in the Bet Midrash, they collected all of them that was before. They were the end of the Amoraim, and they put everything in a Seder. We call that Gemara. V'simanach, how do you remember that Rabbi Nan of Asher were the end of the Amoraim? So they base it on a remes from a pasuk. It says, Ad avo el mikdashi, o el mikdashe el avina le'acharitam. So mikdashe, that word mikdashe sounds like Rav Asher. And avina sounds like Ravina. And it says le'acharitam. They were the end. So that's the way you remember it is based on this remes in the pasuk. Ad avo el mikdashe el Avina l'acharitam. Amar Rav Kana, ishta'el yirav hama bar barte dehassa. He says, I heard from Rav Hama, who was the bar barte, the grandson of Hassa. Or some say Hama. Rabba bar bar nahmani, stories about Rabba bar nahmani. That's, we call him in the Gemara, Rabba. Stories of him. What happened? Agav shemada nachnafshe. He died as a result of being pursued by the government. Emat Malchut, as she says, fear of the king, that's what killed him. And the Gemara is going to explain how. Achlu be kursa. Somebody spoke slander about Rabba bar Nachmani to the government. What did they say? Be Malka to the government. Amru, ika had gavra bi Yehuda, it is one Jewish person. Dekam mevatel. Teresar alfe gavrim Israel, that is stopping 12,000 Jews, yarcha bekaita, 1 month in the summer, viyarcha besitva, and 1 month in the autumn, mecharga de malka, from paying the taxes, the head tax to the king. Why? They used to gather in 2 months of the year. They used to gather in the month of Nisan and the month of Tishri, in order to come and hear the dirashot, in order to prepare for Pesach and for the Hagim. Now he used to give the Shi'urim. Thousands of people used to go to those Shi'urim. When the tax collectors would go collect tax, they weren't home. So therefore there was this deficit from the government, from the taxes, because these people had the Shi'ur of Rabba. So they gave a room on us. Hey, this guy's causing a monetary loss to the government because of those Shi'urim that he's giving. Shadru Peristaka de Malka Batre. So they sent like a shaliach of the government to go get him, to go bring him. Ve'lo ashkeche. Because they didn't find him, because Rabbah was always on the run from the government. It says, Arag ve'azam mepupedita le'akra, ume'akra le'agma, ume'agma le'shchin, ume'shchin le'tzlifa, ume'tzlifa le'ina de'mayim, ume'ina de'mayim le'pupedita. So he kept on going from one city to another city, on the run from the government officials. So now the Gemara says, "Bepopedita ashkeche ekla penisteka de malka lau ushpiza de Rabba." Mina Shamayim, the shaliach and Rabba, when they got back to Pumpedita, they ended up staying in the same inn. And the penisteka, they did not know that Rabba was in the same. The guy he's looking for is in the same hotel. The Gemara says, "Kiribu tekakame." So they brought a table in front of the shaliach of the government, but a drink. Ve'ashku tre kase. He drank two cups. Now we learned in Masechet Pesachim that when a person sometimes does things in twos, that's called zugot. And sometimes that can be dangerous. That can bring a certain type of shedim to damage a person. Anyway, v'daliyua l'takam, and they took the table away from the shali after he drank the two cups. Hadar partzufei l'achoreh, his neck became like dislodged, and he was not able to move his neck. He was in great pain. As she says, v'shedim ha'mimunim ala zugot mazikim et ha'shote zugot. Of course, the people now, they didn't want to kill this guy. They just unintentionally gave him two cups to drink. So it says, "Amru le, may na'avid le, gavrad de malkahu." So they told the rabbah, what are we going to do with him? He's a government official, and if we don't heal him, he's going to go back to the government and he's going to incriminate us. So is there an ifu'ah? Amar lehu kiribu takal kameh, go bring the table in front of him again. Bashkiyu had kasa, give him a third cup. V'daliyu le'tekal, and take the cup away, or take the table away. Mekameh v'litze, and he will be healed. Avdu le'hacheh v'itze, they did it and he got healed. Amar, when he saw such wisdom, he said, must be the guy that I'm looking for is over here. Because they knew that the Rabbah had great wisdom. So he says, Meida yadana de gavra de kaba'ina hachahu. He says, I know that the guy that I'm looking for, he's over here. Bahish abatre. So he searched after him. Ve ashkeche. And sure enough, he found him. Amar. Azilna meha. He says, I am going to go from here. Im mechtal katalu lahu gavra lo maglina. So he said he was not going to. He's not going to kill him. He's not going to. Right, which means even if they, he says, even if they kill me, the government, I'm not going to reveal where you are. Let's read that again. Im mechtal katalu lahu gavra. If they kill that person, he's himself. Lo maglina. I am not going to reveal to the government where you are. However, the inagidi menagdine, but if they're going to torture me and give me a makot, I'm not going to be able to withstand the pain. Megalin, then I'm going to have to reveal. At you lekame aile leadrona v'tarke lebaba beanpe. So they took, they brought Rabba in front of him, in front of the king or the shaliach, and they put him in a room. At the end, they caught up with him at the end, basically. They caught up with Rabbah at the end. They found out where he was. They put him in a room. Ailele Idrona. That's a room. V'tarkel lebaba be'anpe. And they locked him in the room. They locked the door on Rabbah so he cannot leave. Ba'ayrahameh. Rabbah prayed to Hashem. Parag ashita. The wall fell. So he was able to escape. Arag ba'azil la'agma. So he ran to the agam over there, the swamp area. Abayativ agirda didikula. He sat underneath the tree, by the stump of the tree. The Kagari said he was learning Torah. At that moment, when he was learning Torah, there was a big argument in Yeshiva Shel Ma'ala, in the Shamayim. What was the argument? We have a rule like this. The person has a beheret on his flesh. Beheret is a type of white spot. That can be a tzara'a. But the law is, the white spot comes first, then a hair, or two hairs grow in it, then it's tameh. If the hairs come first, then the white spot comes tahor. So the Gemara says, "Kam efergem metivta drkiya im baheret kodemet se'al davan." If the baheret comes before the white hair, so then already tameh. The din is tameh because the pasuk says, "Vehine nepach se'al davan b'beharet." It says that the hair turned white in the beharet. Mashma that the beharet was there first. However, but if the white hair comes first, so then the deed is tahor. So the question they had in the Shamayim was safik. Let's say you don't know which came first. So what's the deen that they put on the guy? So the Gemara says something very interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Tahor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and says, the way he understands the Torah, the way it's written, should be tahor. But all the rabbis in the Shamayim, they come along and have a different interpretation. They come along and say, what? That indeed it is tameh. Imagine that, there's an argument over here between the Rabbanan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'amre, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and the Bnei Yeshiva said, man nuchach, who is going to tip the scales of this argument? We need a psak from one rabbi to decide who's right. So nuchach, Rabbah ben Nachmani. So they said, you know what? Let's get the Baba Nachmani over here, bring him to the Shamayim, and he'll give us the bottom line. The Amar Abba Nachmani, Ani Yahid bin Ga'im, Ani Yahid ba'aholot. Because Abba Nachmani said, I am an expert in the subjects of Nega'im, as well as Aholot, and if this is a Nega'im subject, so he's the expert, so therefore let him give a ruling. Shadru Shadiha Batre. So they sent a Shaliach, more like the Malach HaMavit, to go bring Rabbah ben Nachmani up to the Shamayim. Lo Avah Matze Malach HaMavit Mikrav Le. But the Malach HaMavit was not able to get him because he was learning Torah. And as long as he was studying Torah, he was untouchable. Midelo ave kapasik pumim grise. He didn't stop learning for a second. So Gemara says, "Adahache nasavzika." So what happened? He made a wind come. Strong wind came. Ve'avish benekane, and the reeds started to rustle. Savar gundad parashehu. He thought that a chariots of the king are coming. The horsemen of the king are coming to catch him. So he got scared. Amar. But he said, "Tinak nafshe dahu gavra velo yimaser bida demalchuta." He said, "Let my soul be returned to God, and I should not be given over to the hands of the malchut." Seems he knew the malchut would torture him, so he said, "I'd rather God take me now instead of being given over to the hands of the king." At the time that Rabaz gave his soul back to God, Amar tahor tahor. He gave the ruling like the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the rule is that this, if they have a sefek, when the hair came in the baharet, the din is tahor. Yatzah bat kol v'amra, ashrecha Rabbah ben Nachmani, shegufcha tahor, v'yatzah nishmatecha v'tahor. Fortunate are you, Rabbah ben Nachmani, that you are tahor, and your last words that you said before your neshama was taken away was tahor. An interesting Rambam over here in Hilchot Tum'at Sara'at, Perek Bet Alachat Tet, that he comes along and says, if you have a sefek, when the hair came, sefekot tameh. So the Kesef Mishneh asks on Harambam and says, what do you mean? We have over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said tahor, Rabbah said tahor as well. So the Kesef Mishneh answers, lo bashamayim. He says, still, Rabbah ben Ahi made this ruling on the way out. And on the way out, as already he's considered, he's in the Shamayim. And the rulings are not given, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kibyachol, and not to the people that are in the Shamayim, to Rabbah ben Ahmani, ela, to the Hakamim themselves, ba'olam hazeh, according to the rules that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for us. And therefore, Rabbah had the ayot that, in this case, would be Tameh. Nafal petka mirkeh bipopedit. And nobody knew he died. He died in that spot, but there was nobody around. He was alone. So it says, a petek, a note fell from the Shamayim and landed in Pupedita. And it said on the note, Rabbah ben Nachmani nitbakesh b'yeshiva shel ma'ala. Rabbah ben Nachmani was requested to come to yeshiva shel ma'ala. Nafku, Abaye v'Rabbah v'chudu Rabbanan, Abaye and Rabbah and all the rabbis went out, le'asuke be'. To go bury him. However, lo avu yad'u duchte. They didn't know his place. Azlu le'agma, they went to the swamp. Azu sipare de metalele v'kaimeh. They saw birds that were hovering over a certain spot and creating a shade over a certain area with their wings, and they weren't moving. Amre shma'mina hatamu. Must be over there that the birds are trying to keep the body cool in the shade from their wings, and therefore they figured out that Abba Mahmoud was there. Savduhu tlata yome utlata levata. They eulogized Rabbah ben Nachmani 3 days and 3 nights. Nafal petka, another petek fell, note fell from the Shamayim, and it said, Kol ha-poresh, yehet minidui. Anybody that leaves the funeral ceremony, or the hespedim, is going to be minidui, meaning keep on eulogizing him. It's not enough. So it says, Vesavtu shiv'a yomeh. And they went and they made eulogies for Rabbah for 7 days. Nafal petka, then the note fell from the Shamayim, Lechu lebetechem leshalom. Go to your homes in peace. Ahu yomad nechnafshe, dalye za'afa, vedare lahuta'a. On that day that Rabbah passed away, there was such a strong wind that came to the world that there was an Arab riding on a camel. It says, let's get the words, dalye za'afa. Za'afa is like a za'af, a strong wind. Vedare lahuta'a. And it lifted a certain Arab, kirachiv gamla, when he was riding on a camel, mehaygisa dinhar papa, v'shadyeb haygisa, and pushed him or threw him from one side of the river, he flew from to the other side. Amar, so the Arab guy said, my hai, what's going on over here? That they, all of a sudden, such a strong weather pattern. Amri le, they told him, nach nafshe, Rabbah ben Nachmani, Rabbah ben Nachmani died. Amar lefanav, so he tells in front of Hashem, the Arab, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, kol alma didachu, the whole world belongs to you. V'Rabba Nachmani didach, and the Rebbe Nachmani also belongs to you. At the Rabba, you loved Rabba, V'Rabba didach, and he loved you. Amayka meharavtach la'alma, so what, he destroyed the world? He's with you now. Now, Zafa, so the wind stopped. Rabbi Shimon ben Halafta ba'al basarava. Rabbi Shimon ben Halafta was a little ba'al basari, he was fat. Yomachad hava hamimale. So he was hot. Hava sadik v'yatim ashina detura. So he went and he sat on the mountain, you know, where it's like air on top of the mountain. Va'amala lebrate, and he told his daughter, Biti hanifi alai bimnifa. Fan me, so she could circulate the wind in the air, so he could get cool. And I will give you a bundle of nerd. Nerd v'charkom, that's a type of herb that has a good smell to it. So therefore, so it says, Adahachi, in the interim, before she got a chance to fan him, Nashba zika, a wind came, a nice breeze came, Amar, Kama kikarim de ner lemare dichi. How much bundles of ner do we have to give to the owner of the wind? Meaning we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for us. He brought the wind. We owe him the kikarim of the ner. Hakol kemenaga medina. You learned in the Mishnah that when it comes to business practices, everything goes according to the minhag of the Medina. Now, if you remember over there, we then wrote a story. If you're in a place where the custom is, let's say, to supply food for the workers. So the story was told of one of the rabbis that his son offered them food, according to the minhag, and then he came along and said, no, he says, how are we going to feed them? Once you offer them food, you're going to have to feed them like Shlomo HaMelech. You're going to have to give them all sorts of delicacies and all that. So the Gemara says, La'atuye. Now what is first of all, Hakol Kimen Hagim, before we go further, Hakol Kimen Hagim Medina, all goes according to the Minhag. What is that coming to? Whenever it says the word Kol, it's obviously coming to include something. Hakol, La'atuye, now what is it coming to include? La'atuye, Be'atra Denihige, Mechrach Rifta, Umishte Anpaka, in a place that say that they have the custom that before the workers go out to work, that they get to eat a piece of bread, and to drink this drink called Ampaka, that they get to eat it before they start to work in the house of the Balabayit, and only after that they go out to work. So the deen is, if let's say the Balabayit says, go out to work, and I'll bring you the food over there, you know, I'll bring you the drink over there, go to the field. Amru lo, lo kol keminach. No, you cannot force us to follow that. That's not the minhag. The minhag is we eat the food first. And therefore, nafkamina kol kamina, even if the guy wants to follow the minhag, but he just wants to give them the food in the field, they could stop them. So we want the food first, because the custom is to eat the food before we go out to work. Therefore, they can protest. Maaseh, here's the story I was telling you. Maaseh b'Rabban Yohanan ben Matya, shamad ibno se uschot. But he told his son, go hire us workers. So he hired them workers, and he offered them mazon. Now the problem is, this story of his seems goes against what we just said. He offered him mazon, and the plate, the custom was to give them mazon, and then the rabbi says, no, back out, don't offer them, otherwise you're going to have to feed them all sorts of foods. So the Gemara says, ma'asel istot? You're bringing a story to go against the halakha we just said, so they deserve to eat. If you're in a place where the minhag is to give them food, but still you were posek mezonot. So by being posek mezonot, it sounds like you can give them more than the minhag. But you don't have to say anything. The minhag is to give them food. So be pasak mezonot, riba lahim. That's already, you're coming to increase what the normal minhag is over there. Especially when you didn't make a stipulation. Oh, and the Gemara says, to prove that, u'ma'aseh nameh, b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Matya, shama lebno, seh zchor lanu po'alim. Alak, u'pasak lahim mezonot. וכשבא אצל אביו אמר לו בני אפילו אתה עושה להם כסעודת שלמה בשעתו, even if you're going to give them like a סעודת שלמה, המלך לא יצאת ידי חובתך מהם, you're not going to finish with them, שהן בני אברהם יצחק ויעקב. So you see over here that what? That since, if they just want to follow the regular minhag, whatever the minhag is, fine. But in this case, where he came along and said, I'm going to feed you, what do you have to say that for? Yeah, there must be coming to some increase. And he didn't stipulate what he's going to increase if we have to give them up to Shlomo HaMelech. That's what the rabbi said. You better go back and either back out on the deal or stipulate exactly what you are going to feed them. The Memra, the Seudat, the Avraham Abinu, Adifa, the Shlomo. Are you coming along and telling me that the Seudah of Avraham Abinu was greater than Shlomo? Now where do you see that in the Mishnah? It says, even if you're going to make them a Seudah of Shlomo, it's not going to be enough, because they're the children of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, which sounds like they deserve even more than that. That sounds like the Seudah of Abraham is even greater than the Seudah of Shlomo. So the Gemara says, is that true? Was Abraham Seudah? Now obviously he gave the Seudah to the Malachim that day. Is that Seudah greater than the Seudah of Shlomo? We have in the Navi documented how much the Seudah of Shlomo was. The Gemara says, "V'hakit even Melachim, v'hi lechem Shlomo liyom echad." One day of the Seudah of Shlomo, how much bread did they go through? Shiloshim kor solet, 60 kor of flour. V'shishim kor kema, and a different type of flour called kema. Asara bakar b'riim, 10 bakar. What's that? Cattle, healthy, big ones, fat ones. V'aslim bakar b'ri, and 20 bakar that were grazing. Ume'ason, 100 sheep. Lebad me'ayal usbi v'yahmur, size those three animals. U'barburim abusim, those are stuffed chickens, fattened chickens. V'amar Gurion ben Astiyon mishemeh derav, and Gurion explained that this flour that we're talking was not for the bread. This was only la'amilan shel tabachim. Remember we learned sometimes in order to, when they would cook in the olden days, they would cover the pots with dough in order that the dough would collect the smell or the bad part, it would collect into the dough, and then they would take the dough off and eat the food. This dough over here was just for the pots that they were cooking food in, it to cover the pots to collect the smoke. The Zohamad the Tafshir, the Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Halalu, these bakar and son that we listed over here, litzike kedera. These were types of meat over here that was filled with different type of spices over here. Litzike kedera, these were all used for different types of delicacies over here. So you see that the Shlomo HaMelech Seudah was tremendous. The Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Edef Nashim Ayu LeShlomo. Shlomo had 1,000 wives. Kol achat v'achat asta lo bebeta kach. Everyone, every day of Shlomo's wives made this Seudah. Why? My tama, Sivura Shema Esli Soedayom. Maybe the king's going to come have the Seudah by me. Vezu Sivura Shema Esli Soedayom. Maybe he's going to come to me. So every one of the king's wives had to be prepared with such a Seudah for Shlomo. So you see how great Seudah Shlomo HaMelech was. The Ilu Gabe Abraham. However, when it comes to Abraham Avinu, what does it say? Ketiv. The El Bakar Ratz Abraham. He ran to the cattle. Vayikach Ben Bakar Rach Vatov. Vamar Yehuda Amarav. Ben Bakar Echad. Rach was tender. Shnayim. That means you took a second animal. Vatov and good one. Shilosha. So Abraham Avinu only took three animals. And here you see Shlomo HaMelech Seudah was hundreds of times greater. How can you say Avraham Seudah was greater? Hatam tlata tore letata gavre. Very good. Because proportionately, three animals for three people, or three angels. Hacha lechol Yisrael b'Yehuda. But these Seudot that were made on a daily basis, there were a lot of guests. It was all of Israel and all of Yehuda. Shnei Emar, Yehuda v'Yisrael rabim kachol asher al hayam. So therefore, proportionately, Avraham Avinu Seudah was more than Shlomo, even though there was more food than Shlomo's meal, but there were more eaters. And therefore, Seudat Avraham is indeed greater. Now, the Gemara goes back to one of the items that was served in the Seudah of Shlomo. My barburim abusim. So we call them your fattened chickens. So the Gemara is going to go into that. Amar Abba, she'ubsim otam ba'al korham. Rav learned that they would stuff them against the table. They would stuff the chickens until they were full against the table. Shwel Amar. Now, if you stuff them against the table, they're not so tasty. She'abusim ve'umdim me'elehen. That they just are fattened by themselves. That is even a greater delicacy. says Shmuel was a doctor, so he knew the differences between the chickens that were fattened manually or the chickens that were fattened by themselves. Rabbi Yohanan amar mevi'im tor mimar'ito, they would bring oxen, shor, from its grazing, bedelo anis, they never worked. A shor that just ate all day long and was never had to work. V'tanegolet ma'ashpata, and a chicken from the place where it pecks away at the food, bedelo anisa, that also never worked. It was never forced to bring chicks. We're never pregnant to give chicks. It seems these birds over here and these shivarim, the meat is very good because the animal never had to work. Therefore, he says, that's what these things are. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mubhar Shebehemot, Shor. The best meat is the ox meat. Mubhar Shebehofot, Tarnegolet. And the best of the birds is the chicken. Amar Rabbi Mor, Zakta Uchmeta Bebatnita. A Tarnegolet Shehora, a black Tarnegolet hen with a big stomach. Zakta Uchmeta. That's a black hen, be batnita, with a big beten, the mishtakecha bene atzre, that's found in between the vineyards or the wine presses, and it's eating the pits of the grapes, and therefore gets fattened from the grape pits, de lo matzia pasia kanya, that it cannot even walk on the reed, so fat, because it's so big, it cannot, the reed is narrow. Can't step over the reed. Okay. Shows how big they were. Okay. Vela Bakar, that's Avraham. Avraham ran to the Bakar when the guests came over. It says, Vayikar ben Bakar rach vatov. Amar Rav Yudah Amaram. Ben Bakar echad. Rach shenayim vatov shelosha. That's how we know he slaughtered three different animals. Again, they're learning it from the Pasuk that says, Ben Bakar rach and vatov. So Gemara asks, Ve'em achad. Maybe it was just one. Like the people say, oh, it's tender and good. Maybe it was all talking about one. Who told you it's about three separate animals? They're just saying it's a good, it's one animal that's tender and good. It's the same animal. Then just say rachtov. My vatov, the vav over there, sounds like it's an extra animal. So maybe it's just two. Because it says bakar rach vatov. So therefore, maybe it's two animals. So Gemara says, "Ma tov the drasha, rach namel the drasha." Once already tell me, "Vat tov is for the drasha." So the word tov also is coming from the drasha. Therefore, there's three animals. Mativ Rabbah Bar Ula veTiv Rav Moshiyah veTiv Rav Bina Tam Rav Moshiyah. Vayeten el naar vaymaher la asot oto. Says he gave the meat to the naar, to the shaliach, and he quickly prepared it. It should say la asot otam. If there was indeed three of them, why does it say "Vaymahel laasot oto"? So the Gemara says, "Kol had vehad yehavel lenaar had." He gave each animal to a different shaliach, to a different naar. So each one was really taking care of one animal at a time. Vayikach emah vehalav. So he took the butter and he took the milk of Rabbi Yehuda ben Abakar, shehasav vayiten lifteim, and he placed it in front of them. The kama kama dematya. As they were ready, he brought it in front of him. He didn't wait till all three were prepared. As the bakar were prepared, he would bring it in front of his guests. Okay, like it says, "Vayiten lifnehem." It says in the pasuk, "Ubena bakar." It should say, "Bene bakar." Bena bakar is singular, which means as they were ready, he would bring it to the guests one at a time. Now the Gemara says, "Velama litzlata." Why did he have to have three? Just give it out. For three people, one animal is more than enough. It was Amar Rav Hanan bar Rabba kedei lachilan shalosh leshonot behardal. In order to give them each one their own tongue from the animal with mustard, which is the way of the kings to serve and eat. Amar Bitachon bar Hanilai le'olam al yeshene adam min haminhag. Wherever a person is, he should always follow the minhag of the place that he's in. Share Moshe ala lemarom velo achal lechem. Malachi Asheret yardu lemata v'akdu lechem. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah. The minhag and the shaman, they don't eat. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat. The angels came down
to Avram. The minhag on earth is to eat. So they ate. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? You think they ate the eggs? They don't eat.
They made themselves, they made it appear as if they were eating and drinking. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, kol ma she'asa Avraham le'malechet she'el be'atzmo, asa kadosh baruch hu le'banav be'atzmo. Vechol ma she'asa Avraham ayedei shaliach, asa kadosh baruch hu le'banav ayedei shaliach. Which means, Avraham Avinu did chesed teri ges. Whatever he did himself, that already affected Ma'aseh Siman Banim, that later on HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do these similar chasadim to the Jewish people directly. Whatever he did al yedeh shaliyah, that later on when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did these chasadim to Bnei Israel, he did it through a shaliyah. So it was like a midah keneged midah. So Kamzik Abraham says, for example, Ve'el Abakar Ratz Avraham. Avraham Avinu himself ran after the cattle in order to prepare it. So it says, "Viruach nasa me'et Hashem." I conclude the pasuk for you. Vayagos salvim.
That God Himself sent the slav. That was the quail. That was the meat that the Jewish people ate in the midbar. Since Avraham himself toiled to get the meat, so that God Himself sent the slav.
Comes the Gemara and says, "Vayikach chema v'chalav." He himself took the butter and the milk. So it says, "Hineni mamtid lachem lechem min hashamayim." So Borei Olam, so Hashem himself brought down the bread from the Shamayim. Now, why did it have to go to the bread and why did it have to go to the butter and the milk? It says in the pasuk by Avraham, "Vayikach pat lechem," that he took bread. What do you have to bring me? Bring me a proof from the man, from the bread that Avraham took. So he says here, Lo yarad man v'schut zeh. Shekem b'sofo shedavad lo evi Avraham necham le'malachim. The Gemara says, eventually he didn't bring the bread, because if you remember Sarah Aminu, when she was bringing the bread, she became nida. And he didn't want to give the lechem tameh to the malachim. So he actually never served the bread to the malachim. So therefore you have to say that they got the bread in the zikhut of other items, hema and halav. Now there is a connection between the man and milk. Like the Gemara's Doresh in Yoma, that just like when a child nurses from his mother, the milk, every time he nurses, it tastes like something else, so depending on what the mother ate, so too the man was like the milk, that what, anytime they tasted it, it had a different ta'am. So therefore, there is a connection between the man and the milk that Avraham served his guests. Thirdly, he stood over them, serving them mamash. The pasuk says, "Hineni omed lefanech Hashem al asur." You see, God stood over Moshe Rabbeinu. Avraham olech imam neshalicham. Then Avraham escorted them. The pasuk says, "Vashem olech lefnehem yomam." That God escorted the Jewish people Himself when they were coming out of Mislaim in the midbar. Be'amud anan lanchotam aderek uti amud anan. Comes the Gemara and says, now the Gemara is going to say the different items that he did ayyadeh shaliyah, Avraham, and therefore God reciprocated to the Jewish people also al yedeh shaliyah. Yukach na me'at mayim. Right? He told the servant, go get some water. When it came to giving water, v'kita batsur v'yatsu me'minu mayim v'shata ha'am. That God brought the water through Moshe Rabbeinu. Not directly. He told Moshe to take the stick and hit the rock and bring the water. Moshe is a shaliyah. Because since Avraham got the water to the guests al yedeh shaliyah. Ufliga de Rabbi Chama be Rabbi Hanina. This rule we just said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. This rule over here that whatever Avraham Avinu did for the Malachim. For example, Avraham Avinu says stood over the angels, so it says God stood over Moshe. That's arguing on the Chama ben Hanina. Tamar v'Chama ben Hanina v'chet Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel. B'schar shelosha zachu l'shlosha. In the zechut of three things that Avraham Avinu did, the Jewish people were zoche for three gifts in the midbar. B'schar chema v'chalav zachu l'man. Okay, that so far is good. The chema v'chalav that brought the man. B'schar v'omed alehem, that he stood over them. Here's where he argues. He says, "Zachu le'amud de'anan." They were merited the cloud that stood over the Jewish people in the midbar. Like the pasuk says, "Ve'ananecha omed alehem." B'schar yukachah me'at mayim, and the zechut of the
water, zachu lebeira shel Miriam. There was a chit to the well of Miriam. The well of Miriam was not actually the well, it was a rock that actually traveled the Jewish people, and the water always came out of that. So he's arguing on the second part of what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said that when he says, omed aleim, it says that God stood over what should have been by the rock. But it says over here, he argues, says, no, the standing over the guest actually brought the zechut of the cloud that stood over the Jewish people. Comes the Gemara and says, yukach na me'at ma'ayim v'rachatsu raglechem. Right, he told them, take a little water and wash your legs. Amar b'yana b'rabi Shemayat. Amru lo. The Malachim says, what are you telling us to wash our feet for? V'chi ba'arabihim hashatanu. What do you suspect us to be Arabs? That Arabs used to worship the dust that were by their feet. And therefore, you're suspecting us for this over here? Because the Arab, the Malachim, they appeared to Avraham Avinu in the image of Arabim. And they used to worship Avodah Zarah. They would bow to the Afar that remained on their legs from the road. Avraham Avinu did not want to bring Avodah Zarah into his house. So he says, that's why he's giving them the water. And that's why he's suspecting us. Because he suspected the Malachim of such things, ended up happening, came from him Ishmael that actually worshipped this Avodah Zarah like the Arabs of the Afar on their aglaim. Okay, let's catch up with the Nashis over here. Let's go, let's read all the Nashis start over here. Start from the beginning. Tapashi. Riba lahen yoter ala minhag. When a person lives in a place where the minhag is to give the workers food, and you make a stipulation with them, that means you're increasing their amount. Tapashi, top line. Yoter ala minhag, dechivin delot tzarik latnuyis, you don't have to make a condition, vatneh, mezunei yetirecham, you're giving him extra. Halalu akema vasolet, le'amilan shel tabachin. Halot asho dechassot pikadot. Shlomo made the dough to cover the pots, lishov zovet tafshil, to take the bad smoke from the tafshil. Halalu abakar v'atzon ha-menuyim mezeh pasuk, temit letzike kedera, eno ela lemin ma'achal. That was for one dish, sheshmo tzike kedera, it's called tzike kedera. Barburim, tenegolim, that was a chicken stuffed. Sheofsim otem ha-koram, techovim lem ma'achal b'fim, okay, you stuff them against their will. Tor is a shor, b'dilo ani shilo asim lecha, those are animals that never worked before, b'dilo ani sim b'gidul afrim, those are the chickens that never worked in giving chicks. Zaktata negolet patinta, ha-mefatemet b'bet lashon ha-chab patinta, ba'al kizhani fat stomach, v'mishtakha b'atzuri, those are the animals that are the chickens that are found b'ne kitot by the wine press, v'ocheret ha-chalitzinim, and eat the grapes, the pits. De'lo matzeh, pasya kanya, sheni chole lefsoa kane merov shvet, so fat it cannot walk on the over the reeds. Kama kama de matai, they brought one at a time. Lishon shvegel lechot shnegbar b'shula. Once the first animal was cooked, he would bring it to the guests. Lishnot behardal, as she says, the tongue with the mustard. Ma'adan melachim v'serim. It's a type of royal food over there. Let Hashem, kegon salvim agiz. So God brought the slab itself. You kachna me'atmaim ayde shaliach zechul shalosh shalosh matnot shiltulem b'medbar ayde Moshe v'Aaron zechul amud anan. עומד עליהם תמיד, הקצז בעננך עומד עליהם, לבעירה של מרים, היינו וקית בצור בעמוד ענן, פניגה, את הארגמן זה עמוד ענן, לעצור לסור. ולחצו רגליכם ושנו תעתעס, שלא יכניס עבודה זרה בתוך ביתו, שערביים רגילים לשתעבוד לאבק רגליהם, לבעד עד תדסת על נפית, והם נדמו לו כאן, and the angels appear like Arabs, כבר יצא ממנו ישמעאל, ישמעאל כבר, במחה יצא, הרגיל לעשות כנתב תוספות, נראים כאוכלים ושותים. The angels looked like they were eating and drinking. ובסדר יאו רבה כתה לי, לא כאותו שאומר, נראים כאוכלים ושותים, אלא אוכלים ושותים ממש. Some say, no, they actually ate. בפני כבודו של אברהם. So הוא פני גד, that's arguing obviously on what we said. Okay, so two שיטות, did they actually eat themselves? Or did they make it like they were eating? We'll stop there. ברוך ה' לעולם. Amen, amen.